Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis. Know that we've been loyal way back from the beginning. The trusted source for the news. 7th at Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 7th at Hallis, in your ears, you. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, after a two-month hiatus. Your boy Scott and Flo's are here holding it down for you on 79th and Alice, man. This is episode 267. Of course, you know where to follow us on all social media platforms, man. You can follow Flo's at Flo's Andolini on all social media platforms. You can follow me at Barbchair Scott. You can follow the pod, 79th and Hallis, at 79th and Hallis on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. It's whatever Elon chooses to decide to name the damn site. You can follow us over there. You can follow the Barber's Chair at Barber's Chair Co. on all social media platforms. And, yeah, man, get in tune with everything we are doing over here on the Barber's Chair. We got a lot of dope stuff going on. And, of course, subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/barberschairnetwork. If you got your phone up on this, on the, you know, up on the screen, you know, you can scan the QR code. It'll take you right there onto all of the different tiers, man. If you subscribe to the $5 79th and Hallis tier or the $10 holla, you get 25% off your first order on the Barber's Chair Network shop. That is bcnetshop.com. We got a special drop coming on draft day to celebrate the Bears having a, well, I mean, celebrate the Bears because I was hoping they didn't have the 10th pick. Because that means they'd have been a better team. But we got a special shirt, a special Caleb Williams Game of Thrones inspired shirt. I actually have a copy with me right now. Orlando said, Professor Big Folks making his return. And let me know if you can see it or not. This is a Prince That Was Promised Caleb Williams shirt dropping on draft day, man. We will have all different sizes. You can check out. Check out that design. I don't know if you can see it.
Raise it up. There you go.
There we go. Prince That Was Promised right there. We'll have the actual picture up so you can get full, you know, clear, a full view of what this is. But that'll be dropping on draft day, man. But Foles, you back at it. How you feeling?
I feel nothing. And I've been down this road before.
I'm not even talking about the Bears. I'm just saying in general.
that's what the Bears PTSD is. Nigga. I'm like, I feel nothing. I feel good. I'm chilling. It's a cool day. A lot of drama in my own job with students, and it's almost the end of the semester. Seniors leave in what? Let's see. Today is the 10th. Seniors leave in about 4 weeks. And when I graduate, just leave because they don't come back the next 2 weeks. And after that, we get our last, well, the last week of May is the first, is the last full week of school. So we got 6 weeks of school left. And so you're at that end where, for some reason, if you're an educator, you know, and students just start doing stupid shit toward the end of the year. It's like, how can I piss off Mr. Lewis more? How can I tweak out in class more? And there's no rational rhyme or reason why it happens. It just does. And so right now I'm navigating the waters of motherfuckers is tweaking. But then I'm a cuss and then talk about the Lord. But then also trying to navigate it being good old Christian Joe and give him some Christ-like example. So it's been a very interesting week, to say the least. I had a retreat to Notre Dame. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you where I teach, but I teach at a Catholic school. And so because of that, we do retreat. You at a religious school, you know, retreats happen constantly every year. And we went to Notre Dame for a junior retreat because the juniors are learning about what it's like to be an adult, to really, in 2 years, that's where you're going. We're at Notre Dame, of course. I'm wearing the Buckeyes championship shirt. It reminded me of that, and it's funny, somebody said, I was like that conservative dude who had a shirt that said convicted felon.
Yeah, the dude on a plane was looking like.
And he was like.
That was you?
Basically like.
You in front of touchdown Jesus.
he felt that the dude with the shirt said people were congratulating him, giving him hugs. No. I will say, though, is that most folks in Notre Dame did not give a shit. Again, this is not USC. I'm not their rival. Like, the Buckeyes are not their rival. However, I was sitting down next to my colleagues and my CAO, the admin officer who came with us because she loved Notre Dame. Family went there. And this student walks by. He looked like he like a second or third year. He was like, this fucking guy. And I was like, nice, nice. The funny part is, I wasn't the only person in there wearing opposite freaking teams or opposite freaking schools. Somebody in there had a USC hoodie, and they were studying. My thought was, why are you at Notre Dame with a USC hoodie? What are you doing? That's like being a freaking Michigan Wolverine wearing a Buckeye hoodie, which you should. But anyway, it's very interesting. I laughed, and I had a good time myself. That's to say, I had a good week, a good week up until that point, and then just spiraled out of control. And now I got to talk about the fucking Bears.
I mean, we should be happy to talk about the Bears. I mean, there's no games being played, so there's no reason for us to be pissed the fuck off right now.
I'm looking at it, the big picture, and this is the same song and dance. I was taught, like, I listened.
We didn't even get to the 10-minute mark before Joe got all, and say we're going to lose again on us.
The other things to worry about.
If you're listening to the audio and you don't know, just Orlando said, I'm surprised those Catholic priests didn't stone you for your blasphemy. He said Catholic priests have a lot more to worry about. Just helping the listeners out who aren't watching the video.
They can't beat my ass, and they can't beat me intellectually. It's no choice. But anyway, I have to take it back and be – the coach music has to come on. Even though it's not about football, I got to take it back and get a little bit of scope. I was debating Pav on Twitter about Drake's music and how it just doesn't change. It's the same old, same old. And I think it was some unreleased song on the
new. When was y'all debating? This was today?
Yeah.
I missed it.
I said Drake has not matured in a long time. That's not to say he's never matured his album. I thought there was a lot of vulnerability on freaking what's that second album? He's sitting at the table. Take Care. There we go. I thought Take Care was actually a solidly vulnerable album. Like, you saw more about him.
I'll let you go.
You felt more about him. So it's not that he can't. It's just that once he truly became the hit maker that he is, he continued to make hits. It's like, do you hear maturity in fucking Pitbull's music or Flo Rida? No. It's dancing. It's to make you feel good. And so I heard the snippet, and I'm like, yeah, it's a cool song. All of his songs are cool. It's very rarely I hear a Drake song and say, this shit's ass. Now, I don't like Nokia. I think it's trash, but that's a rarity for him. Most of the time, I know the songs. I can, like, oh, man, it's cool. I remember this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. And I was like, it's the same old shit. That brings me to how I feel about the Bears. It's like, I've done this before. I've done this before. I've been here. Why am I doing it again? So in a moment where I'm sure most Bears fans are amps, interior line got rebuilt. We're going to get number 10. We might trade up, or somebody might want to trade with us. I'm like, ugh, let's just get on the field. If we could fast forward to game one, week one, I would.
I feel, in the words of PJ Tucker, I feel you, but I don't feel you. But I'll say this. I'm just peeping your debate right now. Yes, that Cheerio song and a couple of them Drake snippets do sound the same. But I will say this. I do believe that we only give the he doesn't switch it up to Drake. As much as I don't like that bitch ass nigga, I feel like we only hit him with that. And a lot of artists have me wrong.
The vast majority of musical artists in the history of music do not evolve. That's the point, because there are only a few who do.
Like, so what was your point with Pav? I might have missed it.
Oh no! So the snippet came out, and I was like, same old, same old. Right. He was like, and his response was, he talked about taking his son to parent-teacher conferences, and you say he immature like a sad face. I laughed, and I was like, nigga, that was like the lemon something freestyle years ago, nigga. That was 2020. I said, and then that song went about nothing. It's a freestyle, and then we're just talking about that. And it wasn't my point to say that he's the only artist who doesn't evolve. Most artists don't evolve. Like, right. I think. If there's one artist that I think randomly evolved, which I fucks with heavily, Freddie Gibbs. The nigga, I can't even pin down the man's sound. It's random. That's a very rare artist. Kendrick Lamar, he definitely evolves. I don't know if J. Cole evolves. I think no, he probably doesn't. Hove.
Well, J. Cole has gone from college nigga raps to married nigga raps.
That's true. You're right. That's true.
And then there was a point in there, like, in the 2015s, but this nigga was wild radical and he was on the Black Lives Matter type shit.
Very, very true. So you're right. I'm wrong for that. I agree. They were talking about Hove. I said Hove sprinkles in vulnerability throughout all his albums. And then random, you know, here Hove makes 444, which I don't think you can get more vulnerable in a rap album.
That's true.
Saying that I caused my wife's miscarriages.
But even that, Hove always had at least one record.
That's what I said. I told Pat, Hove always sprinkled vulnerability around his albums. You're going to find out something about him on the
album. One song on every album.
Right, at the very least. I'm cool with that. Very few artists, I'm going to think, like, Kendrick makes a whole album about his troubles, which is why most people don't want to hear it more than once. I don't need that all the time. I just want to know what's going on in your life. Like, I would have loved to hear Drake talk about the freaking fallout from the beef.
And what he might on these albums. These are leaks.
Yeah. You know, he might talk about how people are looking at me different. My son questioned if my dad is. I would love to hear that. I don't have to always hear it. I need you to be vulnerable 24/7, just something. And it just was the greater idea of shit don't change. People don't change as often as they should. And it's with the Bears. The Bears don't change. But again, it only takes one time for a change to actually happen.
And I like how you brought that back to the original topic, because people who are new listeners don't know that we're random on I'm Not Gonna Hold You.
I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, my bad. Barbershop. but yeah, we are random on Barbershop. But what I was gonna say was, yeah, I mean, am I excited? No, excited is not the word I would use right now. But it was cool to be at Hallis Hall, because even though it is a lot of work, what we do, I enjoy it. So it was just cool to just be back in the building, see some of the people who we usually run into. My light is going now. I'm about to buy me one of the professional big joints on Amazon for like $40, but that's a whole nother discussion. But it was cool to be back in the building and to see how loose the players are, because we know we're in literal phase one. When I walked into where the cubicles, I guess you want to call them, are at Hallis Hall, on the whiteboard it said, "Welcome to phase one." So this is the beginning of a 5-month journey before the season begins. So it was just cool to just be back in the building, talk to some of our fellow media members. Got to holler at our guy Jason Leisure, Adam Ho. He remembered me from the Super Bowl. So it's always fun. Like, I'll see Hogan, like, I give him like a head nod, but like, I don't think I ever actually spoke to him until we was all at the Super Bowl. And so, because it was me, Braggs, Carm, and Hogue. And oh yeah, Pat Finley was there too. Like, that were all of us from the Bears beat who were there. It's like when you work with people, but you see them outside, y'all way more talkative than y'all at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that kind of situation was. So, but it was just cool to see everybody there. Jalen Johnson was even excited to see us, which was funny. He's like, "Damn, I ain't seen y'all in a minute. It's good to see y'all." I'm like, "Yeah, we'll see you in October."
Right, when you fucking hate us again.
I loved what Caleb said about now he knows how long an NFL season is. He said, "Well, you know the season long." He said, "I can say that now." He's like, "So, you know, now I know what to be prepared for." And I also loved that he said that Ben Johnson came in, was quizzing them niggas on day one. Like, he came in, he said he came in real energetic, knocked the door down in the QB room and gave him like a fake test or whatever. By the way, if you want to see my full recap, I got the video up on the 7th and Hallis page. I'm going to be doing those all off season and all regular season, because I now have one of them stupid tripod things. So I'll be shooting.
I also want to state that we're definitely... Then the hardest part about, I think we have a job unlike most media members on the Bears. We have jobs that we have to do outside of us covering the Bears. I'm doing three jobs at once. I am a high school teacher. I am a PhD student. And I'm also covering the Bears. And so due to that, sometimes it's not easy to be as active as we want to be. But it is the intention to us to just try to be, to get a heat check. One thing I also don't want to do is I don't want to just saturate for the sake of saturating it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the third week of the pre.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bears content creators out there. I won't name any names who are stretching it.
Only so much you can talk about one sport for so long. And it's not like, you know, European football where it's almost year-round. It's something.
Oh, happening. Yeah. Speaking of, go Arsenal, my nigga. Go Arsenal. I said, go Arsenal.
Yeah, ain't gonna be none of that. I don't even watch it like that, but it's a Chelsea podcast, so it won't be none of that nonsense happening. But But yeah. So
that nigga ain't watched one Chelsea game. He bought a Chelsea hat when we was in London, and now he said he banging on it.
It's funny because it's been like,
that was Paul.
European football. We covering Arsenal now. That must be that. I say all that to say. It's good to be back. It's good to chat with everybody. It's good to. I know we're at a difficult time when, you know, folks are coming off work and probably just chilling, but it's good to just hit, you know, to talk about the Bears and just to see where it's going. We won't get too detailed into like the draft, but we do have a draft episode coming up. Me, Steve, one of part one.
Bang said, "Oh, Joe got three jobs. What about me?" Bang always acts like he's not appreciated on Barbara's job. Ever, which is hilarious, because
thank you too, Bang.
Because Dante and Courtney get all the PTO, and then Bang be like, "My PTO." By the way, my job is keeping this company afloat. That's what my job is every day.
Scott does handle literally everything.
Everything. Okay, but, I got to ask. Cover real team like Real Madrid. First of all, Real Madrid is down 3-0 in the first leg. We'll see what happens next week in Madrid in the second leg. But right now, we look at
Scott had a La Liga team, then now he realizes he can't. He was going to be a Real Madrid fan.
Yeah, I was going to have two teams.
I don't understand why you can't have two.
No, you can. You definitely can. I was told you can. That you can have a La Liga team and an Arsenal and a Premier League team. But they are ops right now.
Makes sense. Is it Champions League time?
It's Champions League time. The winner of who's going to be the king of Europe. They run this competition.
If there was a football, American Football Champions League, and the CFL took on the NFL, let's say the CFL was as good as the NFL, who knows? It's almost sometimes it's a little too big sport. Wider field, the freaking goal, the field goal post is in the middle. But anyway, it's still American football. Let's say they had a league. They had a Champions League is a league. It's just
– Yeah, well, it's basically – so first the top four teams in each league – getting to the Champions League, which is the biggest trophy,
right? And so, if the CFL and the NFL had that, and the top four teams from each of them make, and if somebody were to say, "Well, I have a CFL team too," I don't think that would be an issue.
No, that's not probably like
they would have to take precedence. I would say that,
right? Arsenal takes precedence. I'll mess with Real Madrid, and Mbappe is my man. I love Vinny Jr., Rodrigo. They got a nice squad over there. But we Arsenal all day. We running with the Gunners all day. All right, that's where we at right now. So we running Scott with the Gunners right now.
For someone who doesn't have ADHD, Scott has like a fixation where he wants to learn something, and he will pour all his time and effort into learning said thing, and then will appreciate said thing forever. Like when he wanted to get into freaking Marvel before Infinity War, right?
Yeah, right after I saw Black Panther.
Right when you saw Black Panther, he's like, "Man,
I saw the Infinity War trailer, and I was like, what is this?"
And Scott's like, "What I need to watch?" I'm like, "Nigga, everything." And Scott went back, caught up like in a week or two.
Folks, yo, we don't play with Jerry Carragher. He's Liverpool. Get that out of here. Shout out my man Thierry Henry, nigga. Yes, sir.
Scott's been like 3 weeks or something catching up, probably less catching up on everything. And then now the nigga watches more things, more Marvel stuff immediately than I do. Yeah. But
But what I was saying, my job is keeping this show afloat, but it's good to talk about the Bears. And that's also what drew me to Arsenal, because all European football fans are passionate. But Arsenal football fans, they remind me a lot about Bears fans too. So that's kind of what drew me to it too. I didn't know how many celebrities were Arsenal fans either. Like once I found out Hove was an Arsenal fan, I'm like, "Oh, this is it. It was meant to be."
I didn't know that nigga was your daddy.
that's a good comeback. Ooh, Anne Hathaway, Spike Lee is an Arsenal fan. Whole bunch of niggas, man. Of course, Idris Elba, that's where he grew up at. But anyway. Let's get into and also there was a time period where me and Joe both had like throat infections, pause, where neither one of us could speak. And that's probably also why we didn't do the pod.
I lost my voice for about 2 months. Yeah. Just because of postnasal drip. Like, you don't know what postnasal drip is, this one.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
A big gooner. You know, that's what they call Arsenal fans. I really don't like it, but they call Arsenal fans.
Gooner is a nigga who jerks off a lot.
Yeah, I know, but that's a gooner is obviously the internet ruined that what that is, but that's been what they call Arsenal supporters for a long time.
That's so wild. But yeah. So like, you know, post that drip, it just mucus drips to the back of your throat and flame me and everything. It was rough. I was hard to talk. My students had to do individual work. My throat still gets dry. And I just have to moisten, sounds crazy, but hey, yo, moisten my throat.
Yeah, sounds nuts.
Sounds nuts.
But a nigga tweeted me, "Are you a goner?" I almost wanted to fight this nigga. Like, what you talking about? And I was like, huh? He said, "You like Arsenal, right?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "That's what they call the supporters." I Googled it real quick. Yes. And I even saw in Spike Lee's mention, somebody tweeted him, "You a gooner?" He said, "Lifelong gooner, brother." I was like, okay, this might be something that has been since day one and the internet ruined that word.
Right.
But anyway, don't call me a gooner. I'm a supporter of the Gunners. But anyway, let's get into the actual moves that happened this offseason, which if you watch, I'm not going to hold you. You know my thoughts on this. Yeah, I know. Gooner is wild, bro. I know it is. But if you've watched, I'm not going to hold you. You know my thoughts, but I'm going to refresh the people who don't watch I'm Not Going. Maybe just watch this podcast. So I'm going to run off the notable signings that the Bears, signings and trades that the Bears made this offseason. Of course, they traded for Joe Tooney from the Kansas City Chiefs, two-time Super Bowl winner out there, Jonah Jackson. He's offensive lineman for the Rams and also Detroit a little bit with Ben Johnson. Big signing, Grady Jarrett on the defensive line from the Atlanta Falcons. Duro Smythe, who was a tight end in Miami. Drew Dahlman was the first signing of free agency, who was the center over in Atlanta, and he's now the Bears starting center. Dayo Odenbingo, Odenbio, I don't know how to pronounce that. Defensive lineman, he was over in Indianapolis. Kalamide Zaccheaus, he was a wide receiver with Washington. I remember he had a couple big plays last year. Devin Duvernay, wide receiver, kick returner. He's going to probably be the Bears' main kick returner. He was in Jacksonville last year. And, of course, Case Keenum was a sign that happened last week, which I have to admit on air, Joe was right. I thought he was immediately going to be the backup. It's to say it proudly, Scott Nikhil in the chat. Shout out my boy Nikhil, super producer Nikhil. He was one of the two people who converted me to become an Arsenal supporter, him and my man Serge. That's why I joined the game. But So Joe, what's your overall thought about these signings? Which one do you like, and how you like how it's been approached this offseason?
It might be a hot take but I only really like one of the signings. Joe, is it Tooney? Tunney?
It's Tooney.
Joe Tooney from the guard from the Chiefs. Nick was probably, if he wasn't the best guard in football, he's top three. Issue is he's older. He's 32. That being said, good offensive linemen can play, you know, to 36 and still be solid. You know, they're offensive linemen who never really got bad. It's just they were older. It was too much to kind of maintain their body. And so they left the game. So I think you can get a serviceable 3 or 4 years out of him. And because of that, I think he was immediately the best pick that I would have for the Bears. My probably least liked pick was the nigga who used to play for the freaking Eagles. Not Eagles, but what you call it? Colts. Dio.
Dio. Yeah.
I'm not a big – like, he is
– you're buying potential with him.
Right. He is – we have not seen him as a complete every-down starter, and I'm pretty sure the vast majority of all his snaps in his entire career were as a backup. And so I wouldn't say that the move blew me or like was bad. It's just that I'm like, you know, it's cool because the Bears have always played for potential. It's always like, hey, you know, here's what he could do. Here's what he can do. But if like, I'm going over Zaccheaus, I think that's a cool little – you got your one and your two. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to bring back Keenan, though I was a supporter of bringing back Keenan. But, you know, when you look at it and didn't what you call
– who is still on the free agency list, so
– right. Nigga, we'll see the nigga if nigga gets picked up. He's older.
Yeah, and he's older.
And he never was a fast or like physical in terms of beating your man receiver, but that's even gone. And so, you know, looking at you got DJ, and I for some reason cannot remember his name, went to Washington and is the back number two.
Roma Dunze, nigga?
I could not think of Rome's name. But Rome and DJ, you got your one and your two. So you do not need a number three. Like, you don't need to, like, oh, we need to get number three. But to have him, it's cool. I mean, he put up like 400, 500 yards last year. It's a solid pick. I have nothing wrong with that. Drew Dowman, I think, is a cool pick. So when I say I'm not, I don't, it's not that I don't like all of them. It's just none of them go, ooh.
Nothing blew you away.
Right, because also you're getting two offensive linemen who were injured. Drew Dowman only played like 8 games last year or 9 or something like that. Now, he does, I think he gets like $40, $39 million. Like, you're getting him solid money. But it's been 100% improving. 100%. Drew Dowman is leaps and bounds better than Coleman Shelton or anybody else. It's a 100% improvement. Especially coming into year two of, Wow. That's fairly shocking. The Supreme Court said that Trump got to return that nigga who they deported to El Salvador.
I mean, I thought they said that last week.
No, they said, hold on, nigga. So, interesting. Supreme Court said Trump has to bring him back. Well, good for the Supreme Court. Fuck Trump. Anyway, you know, this is a barber's chair pod. You know, we'll get off track. But what'd you say, Scott?
I said we random, brother.
We random. And so Drew Dowman, fine. Again, I'm like, that's cool. Dayo Adeyinbo? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how you said Adeyinbo. That's how you said
it. Is this Nigerian? Ghanaian?
Hey, yeah, you're right. He played 9 games last year, Drew Dowman.
Is but he Nigerian?
Out of 57. He's Nigerian.
I'm sorry, Nigerians and Ghanaians, I know you all are going to be freaking highly upset. He is Nigerian. So, because of that, I'm like, I'm cool. Like, it's a solid signing. I'm not high on him. Like, he's young. He's only 25 years old. He's been in the league for about 4 years. And you ain't really seen what he can do. A lot of potential there. He's 6'6", 290. Sure. Who knows what can happen? I'm still going to probably get somebody else. So it's like, that's a cool signing. Gray Jarrett's cool. Probably. And, you know, I would say he's more of my, you know, whatever type player. Because I think he's freaking 32, 33, and he is 31. He turns 32, and he's coming off of an injury in 2023 where he tore a freaking ACL.
But he had a beast year last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this is a person who has been all pro and a pro bowler. So it's not that he can't return to that. It's just you're investing $50 million or close to it into this player. That's a lot. Bear in mind, he's still better than Steve's favorite player ever, Jervon Dexter. So it's whatever. It's not, again, earth-shattering. But that's the point I feel about most of these deals. I go, it's cool. You know, and I think it was Devin Duvernay, another one. Like, hey, that's cool. You know, that's what's up. I think they re-signed Homer. It's fine. Jonah Jackson. I'm interested on Jonah Jackson. I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I've even paid attention to him enough to feel how I feel. The only benefit I have is that I know he went to Ohio State. But again, at Ohio State, he has the unfortunate role of that I pay attention so much to the tackles, because most of the time in college, it seems like the guards are going to do their job, especially at a big school like Ohio State. It's the tackles that I look into. And so, like, oh, my goodness, I forgot who our tackle, Simmons. It's coming off Ohio State this year. Like, I liked him, but I don't know if he has the mean streak. But, you know, very interested to see how that all plays out. But I'm interested, but I'm not also high. That's how I feel about all these picks. I'm like, that's cool. Improvement. But also an improvement could be 45% to 50%. That doesn't also – it's a good, but it doesn't mean it is good. You're like, you're debating the nature of it. So, I'm cool. Joe Tooney is the one I'm like, I like it. Even though he's older, the nigga is a beast. And so I like it. And that's my perspective so far. See, we got a question here from Brand C.
Before we get that one.
How do y'all feel with Reek Stevenson and his potential with his coaching staff? We will get into that. He has none, nigga. No, I'm joking.
My thoughts on the signing. I mean, Drew Dowman, played 9 games last year, but throughout his career, his rookie year, he didn't start any games. But 2022, he played 17 out of 17. 2023, 14 out of 7 out of 18. And then last year, nah. So for the most part, he's been healthy. He's played 40 out of 57 games. That's not bad. I love the great Jarrett signing. Like, I think if we were signing him off the year that he was coming off the injury, yeah, I would be concerned. But he had a really good bounce back year last year. So I'm not concerned about that whatsoever. And I do believe that veteran on the defensive line, they're not – I feel like if they're good, they can last longer than you expect. His contract, I think he'll be fine throughout the length of his contract. Yeah, none of these are, like, off the page exciting. Except for Joe Tooney. Joe Tooney was 100% a cap casualty for the Chiefs. They just couldn't pay him anymore. It wasn't because he can't play ball anymore. It's because they couldn't pay him anymore. So that's why the Bears got him. To me, the biggest question marks here are Dio and Jonah Jackson. Jonah Jackson got that big deal coming off his last year with Detroit in 2023, and then he got hurt last year. A lot of fans, oh, he got benched. No, he didn't get benched in Los Angeles. He got hurt after the first four games. So that, to me, you're taking a risk on, and because Ben Johnson knows him so well, that you think he'll bounce back. And also, as bad as the offensive line was last year, I think what Caleb gets sacked 68 times last year, and then we saw the stat that he avoided 50 sacks, which is crazier than him actually getting sacked 69 times. Anybody would be better on this offensive line. Joe Tooney would be great. I love Drew Dolman. Like, I'm not concerned about availability whatsoever. One thing the Bears have not fixed since Olin Krutz walked out the door is center. And, like, remember they tried to force Cody White to play center? Like, that wasn't his natural position. Like, they've been doing so many things to not fill that position. And Coleman Shelton was terrible last year. And then who's the nigga they got from Buffalo who couldn't stay healthy? I forgot, buddy. But the one they traded for last year, the one that Brian Poles had a hard on for like 2 seasons, he couldn't stay healthy. So I think just off that, Drew Dolman would be better. But like we've always been saying, oh, I do think Zaccheaus from Ryan Bates. Thank you, Bang.
A Bears player who was on the Bills and then wasn't healthy.
Ryan Bates. He wasn't healthy last year. Zaccheaus, I think, is gonna be a real sneaky good wide receiver pick because he caught a lot of those Jaden Daniels touchdowns last year. He caught a lot of them. And he's a speedy factor that really, really works into the system of Ben Johnson. And then you got Duvernay. He's instantly going to be a kick returner. Another thing the Bears haven't figured out since what? Tariq Cohen left? Like, it's been a minute since you had somebody who's really – it's been real plug and pull at that position. So a lot of these are wait and see. Nothing. The only ones that I got really, really excited about were Grady Jarrett and Joe Tooney. I think those guys will be ready. And just even outside the play, leadership. And to me, the number one question with this team was not roster. It was not the actual roster. Right. It was arguably the worst coaching staff in franchise history last year. Arguably the worst coaching staff. So addition by subtraction, and which leads into the question that Brand C says, how do y'all feel about Reek Stevens and his potential with the coaching staff? Reek is on a very thin line, but I think that with Dennis Allen and with Al Harris, more specifically, I think Al Harris is going to whip that boy into shape. I think he has a real chance to get better. It's not that Reek don't have a talent. It's just they were letting the inmates run the asylum last year. And one thing that I already picked up just from Tuesday being up at Hallis Hall. Now, granted, I'm going to just say this. It's 5 months ahead of time. None of this means shit until we see it on the field. Because I don't want to be the repetitive Bears pride. Oh, well, you know, he won the press conference. No, but one thing that Jalen Johnson said, that Caleb Williams said, that Tremaine Emerson, and even Darnell Wright, who we know Darnell don't talk that much, all said the two words describe Ben Johnson, intense, and he knows how to capture a locker room. And Tremaine Emerson said, I've been in this league a long time. I've never seen a rookie coach get control of the locker room like that. He said it was intense. But also, Jalen Johnson and Caleb said the same thing to me and Joe been saying. It don't matter to the games been played. Caleb says, oh, yeah, right now it's good, but we still, he said, we're at the bottom, we're at the floor right now of what we're trying to do. We got a lot more stuff. He said that I got to get better on. He said he's going to be playing a lot more under center, which he did not do that much last year, only 16% of his snaps. And under center, that's where Jared Goff lived. So it's going to be interesting to see what it is with that. But, you know, one thing that we've seen, remember, the last couple years, one thing I love about Uno, Jalen Johnson, he said, look, we've been here before. Until I see it on the field, none of this really matters. But he said he wanted to be there as a vet to show the respect and be there as a leader of the team. None of this are – all these workouts are voluntary, by the way. So, but, yeah, man, a lot of this stuff I think will fit into Ben Johnson's system. I'm not getting too high on this. I'm not getting too low on it. We all wanted this coach for 2 years. Bears fans have been talking about Ben Johnson for 2 years. So I'm not finna question moves soon this nigga gets it. He got a 2-year leash for me before I start complaining. You know what I'm saying? So that's just why I am about all these signings. A lot of these signings were, which is actually good because we've had those off the top signings. And then it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I think all this is about coaching and what the coaching is gonna do with the talent that's already in place.
Right. I definitely feel the same in regards to how I will evaluate him, because again, it's one thing to be an offensive coordinator. It's another thing to be a head coach, because you go from just having to pay attention to how the offense will move, how it will look, how it will operate, where the plays are going to choose to. Now you have to manage several other coaches. You're going to have to manage three other main coaches, offensive, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator. They're going to have coaches underneath them that you're going to expect them to have to lead effectively. It is just a whole system that you have to constantly manage. And that is a very different thing from being a regular head coach. I mean, being just an offensive coordinator. So, but it's his first time doing it. He was the best coach available, easily. One of the most hyped up coaches in years. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't feel the need to rush and try to condemn him.
Who do you think was the coach that was this much hype? Probably McVay.
I don't even remember as well to say.
Oh, McVay was treated like the Jesus' second coming. He's only 30. And I went at the time in 2018 where I said, tell me how good Sean McVay is without mentioning his age. By the way, I was wrong, but I did once say that on this podcast.
I'm not really. I have an interest in
maybe Shanahan.
Shanahan for sure. Shanahan is just, I've never seen a dude get to the game, get himself in a position to win, and just suck. Like, and just like fuck it off.
Achilles heel.
Right. I will say McVay has ushered in a prosperity of the Rams that they have not seen since 2000s, early 2000s, 99, 2000, 2001, 2003. Like, they haven't seen that. If you look at his entire tenure, they've only went under 500 one time. They've never been directly 500. They've won double digits in every single year outside of 2019, 2022. That's a lot. He is definitely a very good coach, though I still don't put him as the genius that so many people say, like, oh, man, look at all these things. I think he's a good young coach. Only time will tell how far he's going to go. But I definitely think Ben Johnson has extreme amounts of hype. The issue that he'll have to wonder is, like, now you're going – the issue he'll have to deal with is now you're going from the pocket passing Jared Goff, there was no more potential. He is who he is and will always be that. To Caleb Williams, who likes to get out the pocket, who can operate in the pocket, but he likes to get out. But he's also a huge playmaker. He's a stud. How do you then do that? And then how do you make sure you're keeping him on the trajectory of being a good quarterback? You're getting rid of those bad tendencies. The tendency sometimes he had to escape the pocket too early or not leave the pocket quick enough, or rely on his arm and not the mechanics as much as he should. And in addition to that, not using his legs. How do you get all of those bad habits, you know, out? But it's interesting. With some coaches, they find a way to utilize the things people call bad habits. Back in the day, your throwing motion was so important. If you're not the prototypical, the arm whips, comes off beautifully, it's a problem. Sidearm throwing, that's not good. You leave that to freaking, I don't know, Favre. Like, you don't sidearm throw. But then, now, if you can't throw a nice sidearm freaking out, it's a problem.
Like,
you got to be able to get that sidearm out.
Yeah.
While so many defensive players are looking over tops of bad down balls, the ability to the Pat Mahomesy thing, which he didn't even make, to get it around is a skill. So
did you see Pat's new haircut? He looks very weird.
I did not. I am going to.
He got like a regular nigga cut, like a fade. Like, you know,
I support him now. This is what he needs.
Oh, Pat said he looked like a nigga now.
He does look much more black.
You know, I saw him at the Mavericks game last night. I was like, nigga, what is this?
Genetics are incredible. He's holding his child, and I'm like, I didn't know that child was black.
Anyway. Yeah, but
wait. What is the name of his son? Huh. Right.
Yeah, what is his name of his kid?
Bronze.
Yeah, well, celebrity. Rich people.
You can name your child Joseph. You can name them John. You can name them. You can. We can go other countries. You don't have to just name them the stereotypical white name. But Lord have mercy, it also does not have to be so. Just you know what I'm saying? You know what? I want white folks to start doing what black folks have been doing for years. I want white folks to give white kids black names. Not black America, just black. Name your child Adewale. Let's get some real names up in here. Adewale. Nikhil, white kids, let's start naming your child Nikhil. Let's spread it out. I'm tired of seeing bronze and lake and burgundy. Like, name your child a real
but
name.
See, those are rich names. Them kids never gonna have to get jobs in their life.
That's true.
Like, that's why they name them that stuff. Like, name your kid T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Name your kid
T'Chaka. Let's do it.
Njobu.
In T'Chaka. Like, let's get some real names.
Let's go full Wakanda up in this bitch. Like,
I see you, Pat. It's a good cut, man. We need to see that line and get a little bit more crisp. Again, we may have caught you after the line and had been festering for days, so we might not have known. But let's get that going. And then one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time, seeing you get that monkey ass whooped.
Y'all just hate my man Pat, dog.
So it comes to a point where I don't want to see the future. I don't want to see records broken by certain things.
Why?
Like when I didn't want to see somebody go undefeated. I felt it was a slap. I feel it was a slap in the face of the game that I love.
Greatness is a slap in the face of the game?
Because it's the belief that any given Sunday, you know what? No, I want white Dante. Yeah, I need more white Dantes. Any given Sunday, wait. Are you a white Dante?
All right. Oh, are you a white Dante? Oh, we got a white Dante in the chat.
Are you a white Dante? I see the wink. I don't want to assume. I just see white Dante.
Let us know.
Let us
know. Are you a white Dante? We need to know.
As I say, the term "any given Sunday," which you'll know is the movie. I still like the idea that any given Sunday you can win, and then you see freaking Tom Brady and the freaking Tom Brady. You could be. Are you a low end white Dante? I need both.
Right. We need to sell
this location.
yeah. Low end threw us off. You still might be a nigga.
Low end white Dante is crazy.
Yeah. If you're a white, low end Dante,
we need a documentary on your life. But anyway, just seeing that the fact that you can win every given Sunday, then they run the table. I'm like, come on, bro. Please, someone win. And here come the Giants. It was a great feeling. Then I'm seeing them. I don't mind the three-peater in football. It's just like, I like the belief that there won't be a three-peat in football. Like, you can't. It's too much.
It's like some hater shit.
It is hating.
Niggas saying that about the Bulls. How dare they go 72-10?
What city is this? What did Kanye call this?
City of hella haters.
What do you, nigga? I am a PhD in hating. Okay. Of course. I was hate watching. And then next
by the way, season, I have no problem with hate. Just stand down on your hate.
The next season, I will be fine with the Chiefs winning. I won't give a shit. But you know what I really think it was? It was the disrespect toward Tom Brady. I was like, I had enough of this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, he already better. I'm like,
Yeah, niggas was wild.
Don't
disrespect. I don't think people understand how hard it is, number one, to make 10 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Two, to win 7 of those 10 Super Bowls. I know some of you LeBron dick riders out there. LeBron made 10 finals. Yeah, he has an under 500 record in those.
But at least pick up Gus White. Absolutely.
We White got a White Dante.
White Dante from the low end. If you look
Shout
at the
out comment, White Dante.
If you look at the comment above you, our man Steve, my homeboy, my best friend, he's from the low end as well. We got two low enders in the chat. But it's just very interesting because when it comes to LeBron and Jordan, when I see LeBron fans say better than Jordan, I don't care anymore. Because I'm like, the niggas earn the right to be in the conversation at the very least.
And if they win this year, it's going to get very.
And if he gets a fifth title, it's like, ah.
It's going to get very testy.
And so I'm okay with it. But Pat, I'm like, the nigga ain't earned it yet. Just wait. Yeah. I'm like, just calm down. Just calm down. So
at least LeBron has been in the game 22 years and has put in the work.
He's putting the work and the right to be called that.
Yeah.
So I feel like every list I talk to on top of that, because we're 90s kids, early, you know, beginning of the 90s or late 80s with Scott, it's Michael LeBron. Michael LeBron. And if it ain't, it's LeBron Michael, but it's right there. And I'm perfectly fine with that because he earned it. So, you know, it was all.
Yeah. And to like what I was saying about, like, you know, having to get back to the original point about the offseason, Bang was saying this on the show, I'm not going to hold you, that he wants to see. He said he's looking concerned that we haven't seen any videos of Caleb playing catch with any of the Bears receivers in like Florida or some shit like that. Oh yeah, that nigga's been in Los Angeles going to the nice guy in Soho House. And enough, okay? I want to see some video of that. But what I want to see from Caleb this year is not this year, but this offseason. I just want to be really focused on the details. Now that was a rumor by very reliable sources, as Bang says in the chat, I want to see the work from very reliable sources in the Bears beat, who said that his work ethic wasn't where it needed to be. Ryan Pohl said that. It wasn't just yet. Ryan Pohl said that. But he's a rookie, so they're going to give him a pass. He's no longer a rookie anymore. So we really need to see him inside that playbook and studying like the greats do. As much of a bitch-ass nigga that Aaron Rodgers is, he's already been doing throwing sessions with DK Metcalf, and he ain't even signed with the Steelers yet. So, you know, I want to see some of that, which I'm pretty sure he will. I haven't gotten anything from Caleb that made me think we won't see that. But as who said, I think it was Adam Schefter, who I'm convinced is on the Bears payroll right now. Every 19-20 football drive, this nigga's on the offseason episode. I don't know if he's on the payroll for Ryan Poles, but I want to see. I want it to be miserable for him, as he says. Like, I want it to be that Ben Johnson is molding him into a great quarterback. And what I love that Ben said when he first got here, we're going to tailor the offense around Caleb, not the other way around. Play to your quarterback strengths. So, and also, number one thing, Joe, we've been saying, I don't know how many training camps you've done now. I know this will be my fourth training camp. I need to see way more aggressive training camps. Like, these training camps have felt like midweek practices, right? At least in the camp. I want to leave camp to someone like, yo, that Johnson was running them niggas.
I will say the defense pretty much that's defense period. They tend to bring it.
Well, no, I ain't even talking about from like a yelling perspective. Just mean like more harsher camps. Now, obviously, it's not going to be like the 90s and 2000s when you actually knock niggas out in 2-a-days and stuff. But it don't ever felt like they were really tested. Like, and this is a team that said they knew this wasn't going to work in July. So obviously, I'm not tweaking. But, Joe, remember, we was a practice of the camp last year. We was like, that's it?
Right.
It'd be like an hour and a half, and we leaving already.
Right.
I want to be heading in the traffic at like 3 p.m. because it was an actual brutal pack practice.
Didn't they get fined when Flus went too hard in camp, though? I don't know.
No, not doing the Flus.
I feel like there's a media person I should know.
I think that was on Nagy. I think that was on the Nagy era. I don't think that was, because that's why Nagy said we're going to work them hard in practice, but we're not going to play them in preseason. That was Nagy. And I never been to a Nagy camp, so I can't say.
Right. It was 2022. It was 22. They do it was OTAs. They did too much. Yeah. No, that was Flus.
You mean 21, right?
That was Floos, though. That was Floos.
It wasn't during camp.
They did something. Either it was like the first thing or like they I don't know if it was too much practice, but I think they were too physical in a practice. Too physical in a practice is what it was.
Well, like, as physical as you can according to NFL rules. I'll say that much.
Right. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, as you were saying.
By the way, you and Steve have a draft special dropping next week. Let the people know about that.
Yep. May OTAs for my boy Dan Weeder. They had to cancel Tuesday's OTAs. This was June 7th, 2022.
Okay.
Because they violated the offseason practice rules. Right. But it's funny. This is one of those fines where you're like, fuck yeah. It's like, oh, it set the tone. It didn't
set the tone. Set the tone is such an NFL phrase.
It's a football phrase, period. It's like, man, you're going to set the tone. Set the tone. When somebody says set the tone, I'm like, you watch out of football, you play it, or you're around people. Right.
Set the tone is anyway. Bullshit. But tell about the draft special, which you will see.
No.
You see this nigga, he got a yellow marker like he had the defensive coordinator.
I have been reading this for class, Immanuel Kant, Critique of Judgment, in a series of three. The first is the Critique of Pure Reason, Critique of Kant. Don't disrespect my mans. Critique of Pure Reason, Critique of Practical Reason, Critique of Judgment. And I'm literally just marking, notes and stuff in the book and nice passages. But, wow, what was your question? I've completely forgotten
that. I said, tell the people about you and Steve's draft special next week.
Me and Steve. Well, me, Steve, we formed 2/3 of the wise men. We have been trying to have this draft special for so damn long. And the first time I just literally was too busy, completely forgot. The next time I was like, oh shit, we got to do this. We couldn't do it the weekend because we were trying to get Scott. But this time it would be me and Steve. Steve has put in the work. Steve is a working man. He is a father. He is an expecting father. He has so much he has to do, but he's taking the time out of his schedule to give his expertise. Steve is an interesting person because he could be a coach if he wanted to. That's how well he understands the game of football. So much that when Javon Dexter was playing, he first got in, like, people were like, oh, man, look at the sacks. Steve was like, I don't think he's good. I'm like, what you mean? He's like, he stands up. But maybe later in his career, he'll get out of that. Didn't get out of it. Steve was like, I told you, he stands up. He's only going into year three.
I mean, it's not like right. He's in year eight.
But at the same time, who fixes standing up in year three?
I mean, I don't ever look at that, so I can't tell you.
And this is why Steve is really good at understanding the draft. But we've done our homework. We have our picks. I've already got my mock draft. People not agree with it. My mock draft is not including who you think it includes. Genty's not my pick. Because I think the bigger thing you have to focus on is either you get yourself an interior lineman or you get yourself a tackle. Because I do not believe in Braxton Jones.
I'm glad you said that. I don't at all, nigga.
The issue is that the tackles are available. Some people have them going later in the round. And then the second round, I pray Travion Henderson falls. Well, if not falls, he's probably right in his wheelhouse. But I pray that he's still available because he's the perfect bear. But we'll get into that.
He'll be around that particular time.
I'm guessing, what do the Bears have first?
They got one of the first, second round picks.
Travion Henderson, easy pick. Catch the ball, run the ball. He's north and south. He is north and south. In addition to that, picking up any blitz you can think of. Perfect running back. Immediate day one starter in my eyes. Because what happened to, what's his name? Is he, did he get signed? The person they signed last year? Or is he's not under contract anymore, number four.
Who, DeAndre Swift is still there.
He's still under contract?
Yes, last year was his first year.
I thought it was a one-year deal.
No, it was like a three, four-year deal. And Ben Johnson already said he's really looking forward to working with Swift again.
I've always been high on DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, I'm a DeAndre Swift guy. He did a lot of that trash offensive line last year. Right.
I still think he can be good. He was a pro baller with the Eagles. With the Lions, though, he was sharing carries. I think he can still be a really, really good back. Because he was, I think it was him and Jamal Williams. Him and Jamal Williams in that backfield. But I think he finished with like 500 yards. Next year is his lone season with the Eagles. The nigga was a beast.
He was killing.
But I think Travion Henderson could be the starter anyway. Could be a starter, not the starter. Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, And Bob, you know who I found out also is an Arsenal fan? Roshan Johnson.
Nice.
Because I saw it like a game like a week ago, and on the pregame show, they said, "And we've got NFL star Roshan Johnson." I was like, "Stars a stretch."
Listen, nigga, he might be watching you all soon. Relax.
You know, like stars a stretch. You know, but you know.
It's interesting when leagues in different countries try to invite players from those different leagues on there. And it's like, oh, man, you would expect him to say, oh, man, we've got freaking star Lamar Jackson. It's like, oh, we got a star, we NFL star Ryan Bates. And to European guys, like, oh, man, Ryan Bates, hey, this must be a big dude. You bring, I don't know, freaking, I can't think of a Premier League player who's trash, but you bring it out over the NFL, like, oh, man, I guess he's a big player over there. And English fans will go, nigga, what? No.
They had Josh Richardson, who played for the Heat like 2 years ago. He was at the Real Madrid match on Tuesday. And it was like, we got NBA star Josh Richardson. Like, y'all act like this nigga is LeBron. Like, let's relax. The only person they went crazy for, Rihanna, also Arsenal fan. But anyway, said Roshan might as well switch to Facebook because his day is getting ticket. Yeah, 100%. You know what the biggest problem, Roshan? He run like he got cement in his boots.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the issue. He's slow.
Yeah.
And he's slow. All that. Oh, what a Bijan Robinson 70 draft, though. He almost as good as me. Yeah, that's – y'all are really good friends because that's a lie. That is a lie. But when can they expect this draft special next week?
I think me and Steve said Saturday. Steve, I don't know if he's still in the comments, brother. I don't remember. Steve, I don't know the day we said. I cannot remember at this time. I'm not even.
It'll be out sometime next week. You know we're not good with dates on the show. Yeah, he runs
you
like that. Yeah,
we'll give you all the dates. We'll have our nice little chat, man. We'll go over everybody we think. Like he got jeans on.
So he got run like he got jeans on his nuts.
He runs like a man. That's funny. But yeah, we're really gonna give you a nice breakdown of who we think. I'm pretty sure my draft order. One thing for sure, people are saying. Shadur is not going to be in the first round. You're fucking nuts. Niggas need
I don't think Shadur is getting past New Orleans.
I don't think so either.
He met with the Raiders today.
You know what I'm saying?
The Giants are going, who's my man from Penn State? His name just escaped me right now.
Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Giants signed Russell Wilson.
And James.
So, yeah, no, that's out. They're definitely getting Abdul.
They signed two niggas.
Right.
That's weird for the Giants.
That is weird. But yeah.
Yeah. So are we gonna be a house off of draft?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if we decide that yet. They said this QB class is Mabel Sanders coming. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Especially when I think last year's class is gonna be one of the greatest classes ever.
Yes, yes, yes. If anything, I like Cam and I like Shadur. But I am so glad we have Caleb. That's all I'm going to say.
I am also – I'm intrigued to see – this is sacrilegious because he is a Michigan Wolverine. But I am excited to see J.J. McCarthy and what he does because I got faith that he can be better.
John Barrow said two or enough.
I got faith that J.J. McCarthy can be better. I never thought he was a great college QB. I thought he was okay. He was a great high school student. I forgot the Catholic school he went to before he went to IMG. But I never thought he was a great college QB. I think he never threw for 3,000, never hit 30 touchdowns. At the same time, he did not have to. You have an incredible running game. You don't really need to do that. But he's also a winner. He lost one game in college. Like I'm thinking he will be really good, and he will round out, I think, a really good QB class.
I think he's going to be good, too, but only because I really believe in Kevin O'Connell as a head coach.
That, too. I mean, a great head coach. Hell blue. You're getting blocked.
That's enough. We go. I'm gonna make a 7 8 and a half spinoff.
It says put user in timeout. I'm gonna see what this does. I'm crying. It banned you.
Why you do that, man?
I'm crying. Oh, it banned you. I'm dying. It just said timeout. Oh my goodness. JJ McCarthy's ceiling is Derek Carr.
Hey, I don't think he's not banned permanently. I don't know.
Yo, I'm crying. Orla, if you're banned permanently, please forgive me. I did not mean to oppose it. It just said, like, if I click on anybody's comment, delete comment, put
yeah, user you in can't. That's for spam, nigga.
Then Laura, it says, ban user and delete their comments. Daredevil is incredible. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Season 3. Is this season 4? What season
it's technically? Season 4, technically.
Season 4, technically. Orla, I'm sorry, brother. I'm pretty sure you're tweeting me on Twitter, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Let us, hey man, let us know if you were banned, period, because we got to change that.
I mean, it can't be Twitter, I don't think.
No, but on YouTube, nigga.
That's funny as shit. It's definitely not Twitter.
Tweet the anyway, nigga.
I did. I just put laugh my ass off. I literally said, "Oh, I'm about to do this. Let me know what happens." And I did it, so.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
So,
it's
Daredevil's great. I thoroughly enjoyed Daredevil cinema.
Absolutely. Final. I think Frank is in the final episode.
Yeah. Frank is in the final episode.
Oh, I have to say, man, it's the Bears have an interesting. I think one of the for sure the Bears are in the best position they've been in quite some time. I think the last time I felt the feeling that I have now is when. Remember when Alshon Jeffrey had that breakout year with the Bears?
That was like his second year. Right? What year did he get drafted?
2000.
You know how people hate. I hate Alshon Jeffrey. I'm sorry. It's a me head hate, but because he really shitted on the Bears and Bears fans after he left. I didn't like that.
Yeah, he went to the Eagles and won a title.
No, ain't that. You ain't got to shit on the fans. I don't give a fuck about you going winning. What did he say? He said something about, he said, I don't remember what it was. But it was like the year that, it was the year after they won. And he was, I think it was right before they played us in the wild card game. He was like, Chicago fans or something. I forgot what it was.
He waved bye-bye to Bears fans when they won. However, he wrote the Players Tribune in 2009 that he has so much love for the Bears.
2009?
2019. Sorry, 2017. He, I guess this is when he was traded. Yeah. This is when he said, "I have
supported."
Yeah, 2017. This was his first year with the Eagles
when they won a championship.
And he said, "I'm so thankful for Chicago Bears fans." So yeah, he talked about sweetness, Walter Payton, seeing him as kids. Thank you with open arms. Thank you to Lovie Smith. Thank you to B. Marshall. Thank you to him. He said, "But my biggest thank you has to go to the Bears fans. I'll never forget my first home game as a rookie. My rookie season round the tunnel of Soldier Field and the sold-out stadium going absolutely crazy. Honestly, thank you for welcoming me and making me feel at home. Because of you, Chicago will always hold a special place in my heart. Relax. Relax."
Okay. I was wrong.
Alshon. Alshon is one of my favorite Bears of all time just because we're coming in a situation where you have Brandon Marshall and you know Brandon Marshall is good, but you're like, man, they're going to need somebody else. They're going to need somebody next to him that can really catch the ball and can be a compliment to Brandon Marshall. I mean, could it be a compliment to him? You bring in him, and that's 2012, 2013, 2011, 2,000-yard receivers. Brandon Marshall getting, like, freaking 1,300 yards receiving to go along with, like, 12 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey comes in, gets 1,400 yards receiving with 7 touchdowns. That's nuts. It was incredible. And,
I take that back.
You know, I said that to say –
my fault, Alshon.
I said that to say the season – after that 1,000-yard season, I was like, I don't know. I was like, the Bears might make some moves. I also think Alshon, was he a Pro Bowler that year? I don't know. The Bears finished that, I forgot how many games the Bears won. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games, 8-8 that year. I'm thinking the Bears are about to freaking blow the lid off the season next year because, I mean, you got yourself – a great, two great wide receivers. Jay Cutler, but yeah. And no, they were 8-8. So 10-6, 8-8, second in the NFC North. And they were third the year before. I think that's when Lovie Smith got fired. And seeing that, I'm thinking, okay, it's a new coach. He's getting new things, but we still got a good runner. Cutler's still solid. This is some good shit going to happen. And then they drop the ball. And so I am as hyped as I was then about that. However, I'm trying to temper those expectations.
Yeah. I think that's it. What else we got? I also laughed at Orlando on Twitter, but hopefully he's not blocked.
I know he's not blocked on our Twitter page.
I'm talking about on YouTube, nigga. That's what the blocking is from. Because it's supposed to be for spam.
That's funny as hell.
Oh, tell Orlando to check in on, I'm not gonna hold you more. Let us know if he's blocked from the barbershop YouTube.
I'm pretty sure we can change it.
I don't know how, but I'm pretty sure we can. I don't know how.
I don't know. I haven't logged into the barbershop YouTube in so long.
I log into it every day. I just don't know how to. I'll Google it.
Unban users YouTube.
Or maybe you just banned from this specific chat. Maybe that was the case.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's all we got. Cause I'm tired. I've had a long day.
Long day.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
And just cause I don't teach badass kids like Mr. Presbo over here.
Nigga's bad day is at home in front of a computer. Working. My bad day is in front of these little niggas.
All right, whatever, man. Anyway, y'all know the follows. At Barb Chair Scott, at Flo Zandaline, at 79th and Hallis. On all social media platforms, man. I'm pretty sure if you watch this show, you know the follows. You've been following us, but I'm gonna make a spinoff called 79th and North London. We'll be talking about straight up Arsenal. Just give me like a year. Follow the Barber's Chair Co. on all social media platforms, man. I would show the shirt again, but I threw it on a chair. So we will have an actual picture of the new shirt. It'll be dropping on draft day next week. So pay attention to that. Anything you want to say before we get up out of here?
Nah, man. I said the same thing last year. I was like, man, let's just see where the season goes. Let's see where the season goes. Right now, I think the biggest thing is us figuring out how the draft will look. If the draft is efficient, it's smart, making the smart move, getting the player, and not just what the Bears used to do, best player available, getting someone who fits your team's needs, then I think you will have a lot more hope to carry you into the season. But if it's another, then I will probably have a problem.
Well, we will see. Next is up the draft. Joe and Steve had a draft special next week. Then the draft is in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens at that. We'll do like a little recap pod. And, you know, next month is OTAs. OTAs. Then rookie mini camp at the end of the month. June is mandatory mini camp. And then it's like that 6 week period where they're on their final break and for, you know, a training camp, nigga. That should be here before you know it, bro. It's already April 10th. So,
yeah. Right. Time is moving.
See. All right. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. We up out of here.
Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal way back from the beginning. I trust the source for the news. 79th and Hallis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 79th and Hallis in your ears. You. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis.